operations management, we talk all the time about supply chain and things like having the right delivery and the right channel partners. But how important is information velocity in effective supply chain management?
This is really an interesting point. Information velocity is the sum of the days of sales and inventory and the days of sales and receivables. Now, in classic accounting, taught in all business schools, you took that number, and if it was large, why, you had large payables to finance it. And it was simple as that. End of discussion. What we have discovered at Future Creators is something quite different, which is that, in fact, the way to look at these data is not just as a nice account balance sheet accounting exercise, but as an information measure. The number of days of sales and inventory and receivables accurately reflects the amount of time it takes information to come from your customer, move through your supply chain, and move back to your customer in the form of value. So this is a totally different way of looking at working capital. No one's ever done this before. We were the first to ever do it. We started doing it about 20 years ago, a bit more, and it was immensely revealing in terms of all kinds of deal making, all kinds of R&D accuracy, and so on. But the most important thing is that it reveals, if you have a very big number and therefore low information velocity, supply chain problems that often hide from you all kinds of solutions that you could have. One, to customer issues if your information flow is faster. But two, you're probably paying a lot of money for a lot of things that you didn't know you could save. Your production processes are probably also not very green. Typically, those with fast information velocities have much higher quality and much better capacity than those that do not. And we discovered this one about 25 years ago and published a book on it called The Total Quality Corporation, published by Dutton quite some time ago. And this is a fascinating thing. You have this problem where low information velocity companies often struggle to even think through how to manage their supply chains. I see Japanese companies, for example, that have no concept of where they should even begin to think. They have no idea what to do, and they spend months and months and months, and I do mean months and months and months, collecting data, forwarding it, compiling it, moving it back to their suppliers and ordering stuff. And if you, as you know, Robert, better than anyone because you've worked at Apple, if you're in an Apple store and you go to someone and ask for a product and you check out with that person, no cash registers in the Apple store, that person will swipe your card on their iPhone and ask you, would you like a receipt here or in your email? And you select what you want, and you think you're being asked for your receipt. That's not what's happening at all. Apple's single instance ERP lights up the entire supply chain globally that second for a replacement product for that store. And there are no purchase orders, no bits of paper. There's nothing in there. It's seamless. The result is Apple has an information velocity of around 32, I think it is, 33. Most of its competitors are way up in the 90s. Well, who's going to win that one? It's not complicated.
Speaking of complications, when you have a company with too large of days of sales and inventory or days of sales and accounts receivable, which one of those might be the easier one to tackle strategically to get that number lower?
That is really interesting. That's a question that I asked myself a long time ago because I thought maybe they can be handled differently. It turns out they can't. It turns out that the better your supply chain, the more likely you are to be able to identify the operations that will shorten your receivables. In addition, there is a phenomenal hidden advantage. As I was mentioning about Apple getting real-time information from customers, it's not just the real-time information from purchasing, but real-time information from app use and so on. And what this means is that Apple has this staggering surplus of customer information on the one hand, and it moves through the supply chain very fast on the other. So if you think of a customer information time curve, for example, Apple has very little customer information loss over a much shorter time than its competitors. And if you do the opposite, you have a much longer time period with very large information losses. So those information losses themselves impact both your ability to collect from your customers in a timely fashion, because you're not offering value. You just don't even, you don't even know what things the customer values. So you're selling on at a discount all the time. You're selling on price. And that means that your operating profit structure, everything you do is different. But both of those things, days of receivables and days in inventory together, when you reduce them both in one systematic approach, allow you as to do what Apple did, and that is secure, in Apple's case, 92% of the operating profit in smartphones for, I think it is, 12% market share. Every other smartphone supplier in the world just competes for the remaining 8%. That's staggering. So for Apple, because of its phenomenal information velocity, it doesn't have to have large market share. That's not the fight Apple is fighting. It's fighting the operating profit grab. Pretty simple.
To summarize, if your information velocity is too high, you've got poor supply chain management. But if it's small, the world is yours.
Yes, sir. It is yours.
For more on this and other great topics, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.